Country Bob FM.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, Batman smells. We still have yet to see if Robin's going to be able to lay an egg, though. Might be the weather. Today is Friday, July 28th, 209th day of the year. There are 156 days left to go. We're well past the midway point, as you know. Today on this date, 1866, no Neil Freeman, by the way. Neil is not here. The Almanac brought to you by Kurt Weers, United Country Real Estate in Annandale. Kurt Weers, United Country Real Estate in Annandale. No one knows the country like Kurt Weers. 1866, the metric system was authorized for the standardization of weights and measures throughout the United States. It was authorized, but it is still not the official weights and measures units in the United States. We still go with the old English system. The English don't even use the English system, but we still are. We're doing the inches and the feet and the gallons and everything, which doesn't make a whole lot of sense. I like it. I mean, we're used to it. I don't want to move fully to the metric. That would really be something I wouldn't want to do midway part of my life, all of a sudden start using liters for gas and kilograms for my weight. Although, wouldn't it go down? Because kilograms, there's less kilogram, more pounds in a kilogram is 1.6. Is that right? 1 pound is one. It's a 0.6. 0.6 kilogram. 1 pound is 0.6. So that'd actually go down, right? We'd have to do kilometers an hour. Metric system makes a lot more sense, though. The whole units of 10. You go up by 10 from millimeter, centimeter, decimeter, and then meter, and then all the way up to kilometer. Why is it all meter, and then when you get to the end, it's not kilometer? It's not kilometer, it's kilometer. Metric system, 1866, and I've said this and mentioned this story before. I can still remember our teachers in elementary telling us, oh, we got to learn this. You better learn this or you won't be able to function because we will go completely to the metric system. That was like 1978. 1868, this date, the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution was ratified. It granted citizenship to all persons born or naturalized in the United States, which included people of African heritage who had just been freed from slavery after the Civil War. 1875, this is a big day for baseball pitchers. The very first 9-inning Major League Baseball no-hitter was pitched by Joe Borden. They don't mention what teams were involved. I'm going to have to do my own fact-checking here to see Joe Borden. He was playing for the Philadelphia White Stockings. He threw the first no-hitter in professional baseball history July 28th. Again, playing for the Philadelphia White Stockings. 1875, Joe Borden. 1933, the first singing telegram was delivered. It was a birthday greeting sent by a fan to Hollywood singing star Rudy Valley. It was his birthday today. Oh! There we go. He just blew the surprise for Rudy Valley during the Gones But Not Forgottens. Rudy Valley was like the first, one of the first teen idols back whenever in the 20s and 30s. Judy Garland on this date recorded this song.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high.
Born in Grand Rapids, Minnesota. Lived a few of her early years in Grand Rapids. Judy Garland and Over the Rainbow, recorded on this date 1939, of course, prominently featured in The Wizard of Oz. Another Minnesota connection here, 1939, Dr. William James Mayo died, co-founder of the world-famous Mayo Clinic. 1941, plans for the Pentagon were approved by the U.S. House of Representatives. They would go on to build the Pentagon, five-sided to represent the five branches of the military. And it eventually became the largest office building in the world. I believe it is still that, even to this date. 1941, Pentagon plans. 1945, this was an accident. 14 people died when a B-25 bomber crashed into the side of New York's Empire State Building. Now remember, World War II was still going on, so there had to be people that thought that it was some kind of an attack by the Germans or the Japanese. But it turned out to be a friendly fire B-25 bomber crashing into the Empire State Building. This date, 1945. 1973, $6 million man, Lee Majors, married Farrah Fawcett of Charlie's Angels. She wasn't on Charlie's Angels, though, when they got married. That would still be a couple, maybe 2 or 3 years away. I don't think Charlie's Angels was on the air until 75 or 76. But Lee Majors, and then she was Farrah Fawcett Majors, as you recall. They were married on this date in 1973. 1978, we heard this.
Food Fight!
Animal House opened in theaters on this date. Movie went on to become the highest grossing comedy of its time. And, of course, John Belushi was launched into stardom. You know what? Food played a very big role in my life, in my early childhood. There's no way I would ever partake in a food fight. No way. That's just a waste. Never, ever. I would go somewhere else in the corner and have a Twinkie. 1982, the whole Andy Kaufman, Jerry Lawler feud, which had basically just at one point in time just kind of been focused on the Memphis area and the Memphis wrestling area for Memphis wrestling. It went nationwide because they appeared on David Letterman on this date.
Even you asked me last time I was on your show if I was going to have a
that's
lawsuit,
right.
And
yeah.
I could have sued you. I could have sued you for everything you're worth. Well, and I didn't because I'm not that kind of a guy.
Yeah. You know what?
What kind of a guy are you?
I'll just be over here.
Letterman's reactions are classic. He's about to go to a break. And Jerry the King Lawler knocks over one Andy Kaufman, Lodka from Taxi. And then, of course, David Letterman had this gem.
I think you can use some of those words on TV. I'm not... But what you can't do is throw coffee. I've said it over and over again.
One of the great moments in late night TV on this date, 1982. That was the first year of David Letterman and late night. So they were trying to push the envelope for ratings, and it certainly worked on this date in 82. 1984, L.A. Coliseum.
The world has come to Los Angeles. 140 nations exactly. The weather has cooperated, clear skies, temperature in the 90s. It's the moment of anticipation before the great event begins.
Jim McKay on ABC, the 23rd Summer Olympic Games opened in L.A., California. Of course, a little bit of a shroud over the Olympics that year in 84, just like so many countries boycotted the 80 Olympics. A lot of the communist bloc countries, those aligned with the Soviet Union, boycotted 84, and the U.S. went on to dominate in 1984. Spoke of pitching being a big thing on this date in history. In 1991, Dennis Martinez of the Expos pitched the 13th perfect game in Major League Baseball history. 3 years later, on the very same date, Kenny Rogers, who would go on to pitch for the Twins at the end of his career. Kenny Rogers was with Texas, and he pitched the 14th perfect game in Major League Baseball history on the same day, 3 years apart. 91 and 94. Monica Lewinsky granted blanket immunity, 98 on this date, for providing full testimony about it. What happened in the Oval Office does not need to be repeated here. 1998, they were investigating President Bill Clinton. Sad day for Regis and Kathy Lee this date, 2000.
A lovely cake. Look at this.
Yes.
Huh? 1985 to 2000. Thanks for the memories, and we really mean that. So, goodbye. Thanks for everything. It was a great 15 years.
Kathy Lee said goodbye to Regis live with Catchy G. I'm out of control. Keep talking about Cody. I thought maybe that, sometimes, he made fun of Kathy Lee, but I think they really, he really loved her and they loved each other and they were a good team. I don't think the other ones with Kelly, it was good, but I think the Kathy Lee and Regis combination, that she's just goofy enough that it was perfect. And, of course, he's goofy, too. That was 2000 on this date. Also in the news, 2006.
He became uncooperative, profane, threatening, at times violent, banging himself against the car, inside the car, tried to escape.
That's the guy from TMZ reporting on the Mel Gibson incident on this day. This was the date that Gibson arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence as he was speeding Pacific Coast Highway, California, and then he went on this rant became abusive and made some anti-Semitic remarks. Of course, he would have to apologize. That was 11 years ago, and it was 2 years ago. We were all talking about Cecil the Lion and the dentist from Minnesota.
Today, Dr. Palmer released a statement insisting, "I had no idea the lion I took was a known local favorite," adding that he relied on the expertise of my local professional guides to ensure a legal hunt. "I deeply regret that my pursuit of an activity I love and practice responsibly and legally resulted in the taking of this lion."
That's from ABC News. He was never charged with a crime, and the country says that he can come back in. Is it Zimbabwe? He can come back in, just can't hunt anymore. And this came back in the news, was it this week or last week, where we reported that the son of Cecil the Lion had been killed in a questionable hunt in Africa. Let's move on to birthdays now today. Bill Bradley, Basketball Hall of Famer, 74. A lot of people know him also as a Democratic presidential candidate. He unsuccessfully ran for the nomination in 2000. He's been a U.S. Senator from New Jersey for the good part of a couple of decades. Of course, he played with the New York Knicks and was a gold medal winning basketball player at 64 Olympics. We're talking about Bill Bradley, 74, Jim Davis, the man who gave us Garfield, the lasagna eating cat, him and his dog friend Odie. Jim Davis is 72. And what's the name of his master? It's Arbuckle, isn't it? Something Arbuckle, the master of Garfield, 72. My wife would know. Big, big Garfield fan. Actress Lindsay Kelsey is one of us, born in Minneapolis, and she appeared on this show, The Theme to Lou Grant. She was one of the reporters working under Lou Grant. So happy birthday, Linda Kelsey, Minneapolis native, 71 today.
How much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it.
This guy, also Minnesota native, born in Aiken, Minnesota, home of the Gobblers. His name is Jonathan Edwards. There's his one-hit wonder called Sunshine Go Away Today. I don't feel much like Nance, and he's 71 today. Dick Ebersol is 70. He gave us ABC's Wide World of Sports, was an award-winning sports producer. Then he went on to help Saturday Night Live through a tough time, and then things weren't good for him, and that's when they brought what's-his-name, the originator, back to the Saturday Night Live fold. Dick Ebersol, he is 70 today. Sally Struthers, she was Gloria on All in the Family.
The weather's gone nuts, Ma. The whole summer of rain, and now in September it decides to get hot.
It's lucky Mrs. Wiedemeyer moved away. She used to be bothered something awful by the heat in Queens.
Where'd she move to, Ma?
To the Bronx.
Oh, you gotta love Edith. Sally Struthers is 70 today, All in the Family. She had her own spinoff called Gloria. She was married to Meathead. And, of course, you would also tell us about feeding the children. We need to feed the children. Sally Struthers is 70 today. This woman was married to Ted Baxter. We had a Lou Grant reference earlier, Mary Tyler Moore show.
Georgia, do you want some more bread for the fondue?
No, thanks, Mary. I've lost enough.
Not very good at fondue is Georgette Baxter. Her name is Georgia Engel. 69, Betty White show. She was on Coach. Everybody Loves Raymond. She plays the mother of the wife of Robert, the tall one, if I recall, married to Fred Willard in the show. Georgia Engel, 69 today. Doug Collins, basketball star and coach. He, I think, was the first coach for Michael Jordan and coached him for the first few years before Jackson took over and, of course, then took them to the NBA championship, six of them, to be exact. Doug Collins is 66 today. He's coached the Pistons, the Wizards, and also the 76ers. Pretty good basketball man. He is 66 today.
No, Jess, it's not she's having a hot dog. It's she's having a baby. And the she is me. I'm having a baby.
Oh, you're having a good... Did you hear that she's having... What?
She was married to Uncle Jesse on Full House. Lori Loughlin, 53 today. She was Becky. Elizabeth Berkley, Saved by the Bell. Can't believe I watched this show. I did, though. I so much wanted to be Slater, but actually I was much closer to being Screech. Elizabeth Berkley from Saved by the Bell, 45. Today we got some singers with interesting names. Today we've got singer Afro Man, 43, and rapper Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy, he's 27 today. Gone But Not Forgotten's. You've heard of, and probably have read, The Tale of Peter Rabbit. Another one I remember is The Story of Miss Moppet. Beatrix Potter, the person who gave us those children's books, born on this date, 1866. Joe E. Brown, what a great scene with him and Jack Lemmon, and Some Like It Hot.
I'm going to level with you. We can't get married at all.
Why not?
Well, in the first place, I'm not a natural blonde.
Doesn't matter.
I smoke. I smoke all the time.
I don't care.
Well, I have a terrible past. For 3 years now, I've been living with a saxophone player.
I forgive you.
I can never have children.
We can adopt some.
But you don't understand, Osgood. I'm a man.
Well, nobody's perfect.
Osgood obviously is not picky. He also had a cameo, but who didn't have a cameo? And it's a mad, 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 mad world around the world in 80 days. Joe E. Brown, 1892. Here's that Rudy Valley reference. Bees do it, birds do it, let's do it. Let's fall in love. Rudy Valley and his Connecticut Yankees, 1901 this day.
I get dizzy, I get mumbo when I'm dancing with my jump, jump, jumbo.
I'm the one that you can have, but she's too fat for me.
It's a classic.
Too fat for me.
Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks. Frankie Yankovic, born on this date, 1915. Old-time music. Let's go. We're going to play some old-time, I'm sure, at Rib Fest. Bring out the concertina. Bring out the accordion. Jackie Kennedy Onassis. Jacqueline Bouvier Kennedy Onassis, 1929. Gone but not forgotten. And one more here. Hugo Chavez, the former president of Venezuela, passed away a few years ago. He was struggling from cancer. He was not one of our friends. He was aligned with communism and Fidel Castro, and he was an opponent of our policies. Hugo Chavez of Venezuela, 1954, the Venezuelan president is gone. Many people would probably like to forget him. All right, that's it for today's Almanac. We're going to play Almanac, a different kind of Almanac trivia, though, for these WeFest tickets. We have WeFest general admission tickets. I've got a pair of them, and all you need to do is tell me who's our sponsor. I'm going to have you say the sponsor of the Almanac. I mentioned it at the very beginning. We mention it every day when we remember, and then when we forget, we come back and we mention it two or three times the next day. It's a high value for this gentleman here. So who is our sponsor? Just partial name will do. Who's the sponsor? First one to call in and get it right. 763-450-0100. 763-450-0100. If you listen to the Almanac, not even every day, but with some regularity, you're probably going to get this. Good luck. WeFest tickets up for grabs. It's Lone Star now. I'm Jim, going solo today on Bob.